Thomas Hardy, The Time-Torn Man, by Claire Tomalin.
The recording of this book has been made possible by donations in memory of Betty Bibby, who loved literature. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Acknowledgements. This book goes back a long way. My mother loved Hardy and set his faint heart in a railway train to music, and my sister and I knew by heart, "This is the weather the cuckoo likes," and "When I set out for Lyonnais," like most children of our generation, I suppose. When I was 14, my mother saw me with a library copy of Jude the Obscure and told me not to read it, advice I naturally ignored. I began to buy every Hardy volume I could find in second-hand bookshops, novels, poetry, memoirs. At Cambridge in the early 1950s, I heard George Rylands read The Poems of 1912-13 in a lecture hall, an unforgettable experience. My first husband, Nick, and I were married by chance on the 85th anniversary of Hardy and Emma's wedding day, the 17th of September, 1955. But we realized its significance, and he gave me the collected poems as a wedding present. In working on this book, which attempts to discuss Hardy's work in the context of his life, I have relied on the labors of many others. First and foremost is Michael Milgate, the Grand Master of Hardy Studies, who has not only edited Hardy's letters and those of both Hardy's wives, but also written two meticulously researched biographies of him and an essay on his testamentary intentions as well as a study of the novels. His contribution to the study of Hardy...